If I had a son and the namesake.
Well, if you had a son named Francisco, what would you call him?
Probably Panchito.
What is it? Names like that. Are there any other names like that?
Yes.
What is some common ones you hear?
Well, you mean pet names? Like my name is Cleotilde, so I've always been Tilly.
Are there any others?
Leticia, my oldest, would be Leti. Lilia, we've all heard, always call her Lilita. Iliana, we would say Ilianita. Though it would be a longer name, it was a more affectionate name. By adding the I-T-A, would sort of mean we love you. Like, what's your name? What's your name?
Joe.
Joe? Jose. Now, if you were my son, I'd probably say Joselito.
And that's what you call him?
Carmen would be Carmencita.
But the name would just be Carmen?
Yes.
Well, when you have a baby, do you have something to...
A stroller?
In a stroller, do they lie down or do they sit up?
They're now convertibles, whether you can lie them or sit them or do anything you want. They have different positions.
What about this high cam, over the top that comes up over the head?
I had one when I was a little girl. They were English affairs, a carriage. I had one made out of wicker and one made out of leather.
Oh, really?
We kept the wicker one in our house, burned down. It was a beautiful carriage, wicker, hide wicker.
But it was beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Well, if you put a baby in that, you say, I'm going to do what to the baby?
Pasear, rodar. I'm going to carry the baby, roll wheel the baby.
And if a woman is going to have a child, you say she's what?
Pregnant, carrying a child.
Was any other words there that like a one woman might use to another? Or
expecting? Probably.
What about if she's going to have a child real soon?
She's about to give birth. She's about to have her baby.
What about if the woman's unmarried? Would you use a different term?
No. We knew just she was going about to give birth to an illegitimate baby or a baby born out of wedlock.
Well, is there any other ways you'd ever refer to it there? Well, now you say an illegitimate baby. Is there any other name there?
Bastard.
Do you hear that very often?
Yes.
Is there one you like to hear, you prefer to hear more than the other?
Usually we don't like to hear them. Usually as mean as we feel. Like if we were not feeling very... If we sort of like the mother, we'd say, poor thing, she has an illegitimate child, or she was fooled by some man. We don't like her, we say, she has a bastard. That's as cool as we can get.
And what do you call the woman who delivered the baby if there's not a doctor?
A midwife. I was born with a midwife.
Oh, you were?
I told you that I happened to be born at the ranch by chance. It wasn't planned that I'd be born there.
Well, if a child naughty or something, you might say, I'm going to give you a what?
Spanking.
Is there anything more severe than a spanking?
Whipping.
That's more severe?
A beating.
Is that more severe than that?
Slapping.
Which is a slapping? Is that worse than a beating?
No, I imagine a spanking would be the nicest, and then you'd go to slapping, then to beating, and then to whipping, and then to abusing.
Well, would it make any difference if you're talking to a young boy or a young girl or to an adult? That would you give?
I don't know. I've never spanked. I don't. I pinch. That's what I do.
Would it make any difference if you?
Yeah, a mother would. That's funny. No, I think you'd say I'll slap you or I'll beat you. Because a spanking would have to be made with the consent of the person. Like a beating, you'll beat anywhere you can get your hands on.
And what about a child? But you could do any of those things to a child?
Yes. I guess a child would let itself be spanked.
Or